Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Good morning, and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral. Thank you all for turning your cell phones to silent. This morning's service music can be found in the first 2 pages of our parish bulletin. Now, let us all join in singing our processional hymn, number 850, Gather Us In.
Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you. Good morning to everyone, and a special greeting this morning to a beautiful representative group of our religious sisters and brothers from throughout the diocese. Today we commemorate them and celebrate their commitment to the church through their religious vows. So we thank you for your ministry, but above all, we thank you for who you are and the witness that you give to each one of us. Let us now acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us the consolation of the truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd, leading us to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Grant us, Lord our God, that we may honor you with all our mind and love everyone in truth of heart, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Zephaniah. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth, who have observed his law. Seek justice, seek humility. Perhaps you may be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger. But I will leave as a remnant in your midst a people humble and lowly, who shall take refuge in the name of the Lord, the remnant of Israel. They shall do no wrong and speak no lies, nor shall there be found in their mouth a deceitful tongue. They shall pasture and couch their flocks with none to disturb them. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
blessed the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Blessed the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. It is the Lord who preserves fidelity forever, who does justice to those who are oppressed. It is he who gives bread to the hungry, the Lord who sets prisoners free. Blessed the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. The Lord who opens the eyes of the blind, the Lord who raises up those who are bowed down. It is the Lord who loves the just, the Lord who protects the stranger. Blessed the Lord. The Lord upholds the orphan and the widow, but thwarts the path of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever, the God of Zion from age to age. Blessed the Lord.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Consider your own calling, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. Rather, God chose the foolish of the world to shame the wise. And God chose the weak of the world to shame the strong. And God chose the lowly and despised of the world, those who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who are something, so that no human being might boast before God. It is due to him that you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, as well as righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, so that, as it is written, whoever boasts should boast in the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
rejoice and be glad. Your reward will be great in heaven.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
I'd like to again begin this moment of trying to understand and open the Word of God by greeting again the religious who are here present and also the religious men and women who are not able to be with us today. In a special way, the Sisters of Adoration on Ocean Drive, the Pink Sisters, the Cloistered Sisters, thank you for your vocation to live a life of prayer. I'd also like to recognize those in homes and hospitals, nursing care facilities who are not able to be with us Sunday after Sunday, but certainly are the benefit from this broadcast on television and radio. To those also incarcerated in the local and state correctional facilities around our diocese, you are present with us and to us today. And to those who are celebrating the Lunar New Year. Last night I was in Fulton celebrating, I call it Chinese New Year, Lunar New Year, Vietnamese New Year. But anyway, Happy New Year to each and every one of you. Some will be celebrating again tonight. The church every year at this time, around the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord, when Mary and Joseph took Jesus to the temple to present him, to consecrate him, to offer him his whole life to the Lord, the church takes time to recognize, call together those who have entered a life of religious vows, the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. That feast day of the presentation will occur on February 2nd, this coming week. But we take this day to recognize you, thank you for your vocation, and as I said earlier, above all, your witness. Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, enters into the very heart of the gospel. And it's no mistake that he begins each of those eight, what we call Beatitudes, with the word blessed, which ultimately means happy. Happy are you. Blessed are you. Satisfied are you, who are poor in spirit, who are able to mourn with others and for others, who are meek, who hunger and thirst for what is right. Those of you who are merciful, clean of heart, peacemakers, and also those of you that are persecuted for taking that stance. Happy are you. The ultimate goal, the ultimate desire, the yearning of every human person is to be happy. Is to be happy. That happiness is not fulfilled with temporary values, with passing values. Sometimes those who love to shop say, I'm going to be happy when I get that pair of shoes or tennis shoes. And they're worn out in 6 months and they're no longer happy. Or happy am I when I can go to my favorite restaurant every Friday. And I wish this on no restaurant, but it burns down, it's no longer there. No longer are we happy. The value of happiness is not something that is of this world, ultimately. There are moments that make us happy and joyful. We are all hopefully have been happy during this Christmas season, but it too passes on. But the happiness is found in the values, the life of Jesus Christ. And he presents that today in the formalized Beatitudes. Happy are the poor in spirit. And their happiness is not in just that they live a life of humility, but the happiness is later. Because the kingdom of God is yours. Happy are you who are peacemakers. Some people don't like to be peacemakers because they may have to swallow their pride a little bit. They may have to admit to something that they're unwilling to admit to. They would rather use one of those words against their enemy. And yet, happy is the peacemaker because the kingdom of God will be yours. Jesus turns around the values of this world. And St. Paul, especially in the letter today to the Corinthians, brings that about when he talks to the community. And I think we can look around here and say the same thing. They're very wise people here. But many of you, St. Paul said to the Corinthians, are not wise in the ways of the world. Many of you are not powerful, as people want power today. And they want their governments to be powerful. Many of you are not powerful. And many of you are not of noble birth. I know I'm not. And so as we look at the community, these are not values that mean a lot to God, to the Father. St. Paul goes on and says, God chose the foolish of the world to shame the wise. And we always have to look at Jesus in his life, in living this way. Did not Jesus shame Pilate standing in front of him when Pilate said, so you are a king? Jesus said, you said I'm a king. I didn't say I was a king. What seems to be foolish in this world shames the powerful. God also chooses the weak to shame the strong. I think of the wonderful Saint Teresa of Calcutta. How many governments did she speak to? How many houses of legislature? How many presidents of countries? A weak, poor woman. On the outside, but strong on the inside, shaming the values of the strong in favor of the poor and the needy. And God chooses the lowly and the despised of the world, those who count for nothing, to bring life to others. This is the value system of God. And we as Christians today, we as Catholics today, must look at ourselves and examine ourselves. Which value system do we choose? Which way do we choose? Which way do we think will change the world that we live in, which all of us want to see? Is it the way of the wise and the powerful and the strong and the noble of birth? Is that what's going to make a difference? Or is it a value system of those who can shame the wise, who are weak in front of the world, but can shame the strong, the lowly and the despised, who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who think they are something? God's logic is different than human logic. And if we are going to follow Jesus Christ as we are called, we have to embrace that system, that way, which is the way of the Beatitudes. My sisters and brothers, those of you who are called to live a particular way in the church, called religious consecrated life, have chosen the way of the Beatitudes. Do not conform yourself to the ways of this world, as enticing temporarily as they might be. You have chosen another life. Do not try to walk a thin line. Live your life in the way of Jesus. Recently, a young man who was discerning a vocation asked me at a dinner, who should I talk to? And right behind him was a crucifix. And I told him to turn around and talk to him. Talk to Jesus. Because Jesus's interior life was in conformity with God. The Father and I are one. I did not come to do what I want to do, but what the Father wants me to do. What will reform the world, and this is where you, sisters, brothers, priests in consecrated life, play such an important role today. The renewal of the world is a spiritual renewal. Not more arms, not more power, but a spiritual interior renewal. We, all baptized, lay, clergy, religious, have to remain strong in seeking a spiritual life. I went to the Holy Land last week, and in the Garden of Gethsemane, I was so moved again by being there and calling to mind Jesus in front of the Father, asking that the cup of suffering pass away. But he ended by saying, Father, not my will, but yours be done. So much so that I saw a little Franciscan over in the corner, and I went over and went to confession and had a beautiful confession and talk with him. And he reminded me something, and I think it's something for all of us to remember. He said, "You know, Bishop, Cardinal Martini, who was a Jesuit, the Cardinal of Milan in Italy, prolific writer, said that ministry, the ministry of priest and bishop, but it's the ministry of all of us. Where does it begin?" He said, "It begins on your knees. If we are going to have the spiritual renewal that was present in Jesus, we must begin on our knees." Now, some of you have had your knees replaced and your hip replaced, etc., etc. So don't go down there if you can't get up. But those of us that can, I think we need to return to our knees, begging God to give us His life, to renew us from within. We don't need so much an outside renewal. We need an interior renewal. And I'll conclude with this. That came so strongly to me the other day when I was in the dungeon where Jesus was scourged at the pillar and thrown into a pit overnight. We went into that pit. And my thoughts there were this. What was Jesus thinking then? What was his interior in this moment, in this pit? And they're 99% sure this is the pit. Was he rebelling? Was he calling for more soldiers to help him, to rebel and to fight the powers of the world? I'm sure he was saying those words over and over, "Father, not my will, but yours be done." Because happiness is not here completely. I don't want to make this world sound like there's no joy in this world. There certainly is. But inside, he was probably saying, "Father, your will be done. I belong to your kingdom, not the kingdom of this world." And it was that that brought him to the cross and ultimately to the resurrection. And so, dear sisters and brothers, to all of us, we sometimes go into the pits of life. But let us remember the value that we find there. Because when we are in the dregs of life, our main prayer is, "Not my will, not what I think will make me happy, but your will be done." Because only your will, only following your precepts, only following your gospel, your beatitudes, will I be happy. May you continue to be happy in this world, and when God calls you to the next, may you rejoice in the happiness of seeing God face to face. Today, my sisters and brothers, as we celebrate the World Day for Consecrated Life, in the year of we take the opportunity to recognize those who are celebrating their jubilees. This year, we acknowledge with gratitude those in consecrated life from years 25 to 70 years of consecrated life. And so as I call your name, if you would please stand. Sister Eileen from the Society of Our Lady, the Most Holy Trinity. Sister Lucia, the Sisters of St. Anne. Celebrating 45 years, Sister Claudia, of the Religious Missionaries of St. Dominic. And celebrating 50 years, Sister Annette, the Sisters of Incarnate Word and Blessed Sacrament. Sister Judith Marie, also the Sisters of Incarnate Word and Blessed Sacrament. Sister Milagros from the Missionary Sisters of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Sister Mary Ann Schoenstatt Sisters. Sister Mary Gabriel, also the Schoenstatt sisters, and Sister Mary Carmen, the Schoenstatt sisters. Celebrating 60 years of consecrated life, Sister Angeles, the missionary sisters of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and Sister Julianne, sisters of Incarnate Word and Blessed Sacrament. And I turn to the camera, I hope she's watching, but 70 years of consecrated life, Sister Bertha, the sister servants of the Holy Spirit of Perpetual Adoration, the Pink Sisters, who I know prays for us each day. I present to you, my brothers and sisters, these jubilarians in consecrated life, presently serving in the Diocese of Corpus Christi. God bless you, sisters. My dear and beloved sisters, you have committed yourself to the Lord through professing the evangelical counsels of chastity, poverty, and obedience. On behalf of His church, I thank you for your years of dedicated service, as well as all of you who are here in consecrated vows. In the presence of the assembly, I now invite you to renew your commitment to follow Christ in consecrated life. And I invite all those who share in consecrated life to stand with these jubilarians and renew your commitment in serving the Lord and His people through your vocation. Most Blessed Trinity. Sisters and brothers, I and the entire church thank you for your commitment and for your renewal. Let us pray. Loving God, you have invited these men and women to a life of public service in and to your church. May they continue to bear witness to the great grace of their vocation, persevering in a life of prayer and service. May you fulfill in them the hundredfold promise to those who give up all for the sake of the gospel. And we ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Congratulations and thank you. Let us now stand and profess our faith together. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things, visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. And on the third day, in accordance with the scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear friends, called by Jesus to live holy lives according to the Beatitudes, let us now offer him our petitions.
For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, our Bishop Michael, and all priests, that they be witnesses to God's saving love and continue to preach and teach the truth of the gospel, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of our religious brothers and sisters in consecrated life, that their personal desire to live out the evangelical counsels, to know and love God, find them continuing to seek more time to be in God's presence, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all Catholic school teachers throughout our diocese, as we begin National Catholic Schools Week, may they be blessed and strengthened as they strive to help young people develop their unique gifts and talents. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us gathered here in faith, that we will always be open to God's invitation to live a life filled with love, peace, and joy, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died, in a special way, for the repose of the souls of Andy Hines, Dora Pettis, Nathaniel Garcia, Robert E. and Hannah G. Hagelin, Robert E. Hagelin, Jr., and Yolanda Salazar Robinson. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Special prayers for Jess Cantu, for B. Bride, and for all of those intentions that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. My dear friends, for all of these needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord.
Heavenly Father, we know the tremendous love that you have for each one of us. We know that you hear what we ask. Listen to our prayers and according to your will, respond. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Please join in singing in our hymn for offertory number 812, Two Fishermen.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Grant us, Lord, our God, that we may honor you with all our mind and love everyone. Lord, we bring to your altar these offerings of our service. Be pleased to receive them, we pray, and transform them into the sacrament of our redemption. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For by his birth he brought renewal to humanity's fallen state, and by his suffering canceled out our sins. By his rising from the dead, he has opened the way to eternal life. And by ascending to you, O Father, he has unlocked the gates of heaven. And so, with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to
Hello.
Your apostles,
I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.